All right, wall fans, common sensors, podcast consumers, welcome to another edition of Common Sense Sundays with Go Tell It to the Wall, hosted by me, your absolute favorite podcast host, the one and only Sean O'Rourke, and this is episode 81. I want to warn everyone that's listening on the audio feed, I warned it at the top of the video feed, but for those of you that don't get the video feed, don't listen to this one with your kids. I am going to minimize the ranting as much as possible. But unless you've been living under a rock, it doesn't even matter if you live in this country or around the world. This is an international story as far as what's been going on in the United States of America and the sham Supreme Court that we have. So just prepare yourselves. I'm going to break it up with some other stuff, but there's going to be a lot of that because this is Common Fucking Sense Sundays. And we're going to talk about common sense and how much women's rights is simply common fucking sense. Now, before we get into the ranting, I am going to kick us off with some social plugs. You can keep up with us during episodes, after episodes, for episodes, whenever you so please, and you can do that in multiple locations. One of those would be facebook.com/gotellittothewall. That's right, facebook.com/gotellittothewall. That's our official Facebook page. Make sure you're following that page and getting all kinds of updates weekly coming through there, because not only new episodes get posted through there, but new video clips, photos, all that kind of good stuff, so make sure you're following there. And of course, our YouTube channel. Head over to youtube.com/gotellittothewall. Subscribe to our channel. You're going to find all kinds of videos on there. Some of those are also on Facebook, but many only on the YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed at youtube.com/gotellittothewall. And of course, my own personal Instagram account, which is at SoCalSean, SoCalSean, at SoCalSean. You're going to get Go Tell It to the Wall Common Sense Sundays content, but you're also going to get show content, parenting content, all kinds of good stuff on there. So if you're an Instagram user, make sure you're following me on the Instagram. And of course, don't forget to bookmark our official website. That would be SeanO'RourkeLive.com. That's right, SeanO'RourkeLive.com. You're going to find links to those things I just mentioned, as well as exclusive content that is only featured on the website. It is essentially your one-stop shop for everything that is Go Tell It to the Wall and falls under that umbrella, including me, the one and only Sean O'Rourke. And you're also going to find a link to our Patreon campaign on there. If you have the means to do so and you see fit to do it, please help us out on Patreon. Every little bit counts and keeps this studio running. All kinds of good stuff. We're able to bring in new content. So if you have the means to do it, please support us financially through there. And if you don't want to use Patreon, you can also pick up some Common Sense merch through our merch website, which links directly from SeanO'RourkeLive.com. All right. Like I mentioned, if you're listening with kids around, turn it off. Listen when the kids go to bed. I am going to try to contain my fury, but you all know how that goes, and this is my podcast, and I get to yell at a wall, so I'm going to yell at a wall, and the F-bombs will be flying today. But before we get into the meat of things with common sense, let's talk about some digital trends right now. Now, of course, Deshaun Watson is trending on the digital platforms right now. We've talked about him recently. I realize much of our fan base is not necessarily into sports, especially stuff like football. You know, we actually have quite the hockey fan base that listens to this, but not so much the NFL. But he's the quarterback in the NFL that had at one time, 20 or 22 lawsuits brought against him. It's gotten up to like 26 now. And of course, he's trending because there's a lot of talk about what the disciplinary action should be from the NFL. Here's the thing. We're getting more and more details on this, and I don't want to get into the details, but what I will tell you is there is, without a doubt, Deshaun Watson is a sexual predator. I've said this before. If you're getting massages from that many people and that many people are coming forward, not everybody's lying. Not everyone's trying to shake you down for a financial windfall here. We're not talking about one or two people, one or two women, one or two massage therapists. 26 so far. And who knows how many more are going to come out. Now, he has settled with 20 of them, essentially saying like, okay, yeah, no, something wrong happened. I'm going to settle so that they can no longer continue their lawsuits. But there's still more women, and like I said, who knows if more come forward. And at this point, I don't think there's any reasonable person who thinks that he should be playing in the NFL. You have a sexual predator who's literally signed a contract to be the highest paid player in the NFL, the highest profit professional sports league in North America, and we reward him with that. So we're going to continue to follow this, but Deshaun Watson should not play another down in the NFL, and I hope that they step up and set an example because this is just disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Even if half the women are lying, still 13 women. It's just not possible. And why are you getting so many different massages? And we're hearing that he had upwards of 60 different women and was helped by the Houston Texans, the professional football team that he played for at the time. Do your job, NFL. Do your job. All right, now Huntington Beach, that one's trending right now on the social platforms. Here's the thing, if you live in Southern California, you know when Huntington Beach is trending on social platforms, it's never a good thing. It's not surfing or, well, I will take that back. They do have the Vans World Cup of Surfing or whatever. So there's one weekend out of the year where Huntington Beach might be trending and it's for a decent reason. Outside of that, it's not for a good reason. And again, here's the reason, and it's not a good one. Apparently there is a OAN contributor. That's one of those super conservative news networks that really just shouldn't even be on television because it's not actual fucking news. Well, they have this, of course, blonde, white blonde female complaining. She spends a minute standing in front of a rainbow flag, not even making any kind of sense, but she is so upset that Huntington Beach is flying a rainbow flag. And I'll remind you, it is Pride Month. June is Pride Month, showing support for LGBTQ people that may live in that community or may go and eat, hang out, go to the beach in that community. Oh, but little blonde white girl from Huntington Beach, she's got to complain about a fucking flag because it's so fucking offensive to her. Give me a break. I'm sick of this. People looking down on other people just because you don't understand what it's like. We have to stop this. And for those of you outside of Southern California that are not familiar with Huntington Beach, it is essentially the Florida of Southern California. I only go there if I have to, and I haven't been there in a long time. And don't get me wrong, it's a very nice area. There was a time in the early 2000s where I did spend a little bit of time there. I lived in, not in Huntington Beach, but in that area. It was a nice place to hang out. No more. It's just gotten worse and worse over the years. So when you see these things trending, try not to even click on them. It's just infuriating. White blonde women complaining about marginalized people. Really? Just go back to your fucking suntan lotion or whatever the fuck you do in Huntington Beach, because I'm sick of it. I know on-air producer Chris is, his head's going to hurt from the F-bomb count for this particular episode, because we haven't even gotten into the meat of things here. All right, we have a representative. I don't even care where she's from. I'm at that point where I don't give a shit where they're from. I know Bobo's from Colorado and Marge is, I think she's, you know, all these hateful fucking representatives in Congress. All of them. And I'm just over it. And the misinformation that comes through things like Fox News. I've had people literally, you see people posting online, and this is me getting tangented for a minute, posting online, oh, the Democrats are raising gas prices. It's so easy to fact check these things. I am feeble when it comes to politics. However, I know it's easy to go and look at the voting record from Congress, and you can see that all of the Republicans voted against the attempt to lower gas prices in the United States of America. They voted against the extra money to bring in baby formula to help deal with that crisis that parents were dealing with in this country. But of course, places like Fox News, which is not actual news, do not get that twisted. Fox News has admitted they are not actually news. That is on record. So anyone that's getting real news information from Fox News, you're 100% incorrect. But they go out and say, oh, it's the Democrats' fault. It's the Democrats' fault. It's Biden's fault and all this other shit. I'm not a fan of Biden either, but it's not his fault that there's fucking gas prices soaring through the roof right now. It's like they think he has a little button in the Oval Office. Oh, lower those gas prices. No. You want to complain about things, complain about the gas companies. That's who's gouging us right now. But of course, we have this Representative Mary Miller. She was at a Trump rally this weekend. And of course, hot topic is the SCOTUS and the Roe versus Wade. And you can call this a Freudian slip, or you can call it they're just not even hiding it anymore. Either way, it doesn't matter. But she came out, and I quote, thanking Trump for a historic, historic victory for white life. White life. At best, I will give you Freudian slip on that one. That's the type of shit we deal with in this country. And I'm infuriated. I am a white, middle-class male. I don't have to deal with most of these things. But it's infuriating to me. I can't even imagine being a person of color and having to hear these kind of things. To just be constantly marginalized by people that are supposed to be working for you. So Mary Miller, I would say you'll have the Asshole of the Week award this week, but good Lord, we got a lot more of those coming on down the line here. Speaking of Asshole of the Week, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I know, we're talking about this bitch again. I thought she was just going to go away. We're still having to hear from her, but here, we got a quote from her too. And this is one of the most ridiculous things ever. Because, of course, everyone's talking about Roe versus Wade and stuff, and these fucking Republicans and conservatives are celebrating it and everything else. So she said, and I quote, she wants kids in the womb as safe as they are in the classroom, end quote. We're, what, a month removed from Uvalde? How safe are those kids in a classroom? I don't think she realizes what the hell she's saying. It's astounding to me. The ignorance. Ignorance. At least make a decent freaking analogy here. And I don't know what that analogy would be. I really don't, because I'm sick of this bullshit. We care about unborn babies, fetuses, not even kids, more than we do women, more than we do kids who were already born and have to go to school. And we're going to talk about a lot about that when we get to common sense. But before we get there, I want to talk about a couple of COVID updates here. Here's another one that's just been pissing me off, because I'm sure you've been seeing this floating around social platforms. But what conservatives are doing now with the ending of Roe versus Wade, that being repealed just the other day, is they're thinking that they're getting liberals riled up by comparing it to the COVID vaccine. This is the same thing that I've been saying for a while. The people that say my body, my choice also don't want women to have a choice over their body. Here's the thing, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. This analogy is complete bullshit. It doesn't even make sense. The reason being, a pregnant woman and what she does with her body does not affect people around her. However, the spread of COVID affects entire countries and the entire world. It's apples and oranges. But conservatives think they're so fucking clever by comparing these things. You see memes and everything else. Get it straight. It's not the same. It's not. And one more thing I'm going to leave you with on COVID is, for those of you that have been waiting for this, apparently starting Tuesday, you're going to have shots available for kids under 5. I know personally many people who are feeling relief over this because they have children under 5 and they've been navigating the past 2.5 years of COVID. Year and a half since the vaccine. They've been navigating since they've been able to get a vaccine, and other kids are able to get a vaccine, but they have younger kids and they can't get the vaccine. I know personally people that are feeling the relief on that their kids are going to be more protected from COVID than they were without the vaccine. So if you have kids under 5, talk to your pediatrician. They're going to have them at pediatrician's office. I'm sure they're going to be at CVS, all kinds of other stuff, but look it up. Talk to your pediatrician. Make sure your kids are as protected as they possibly can be. And likely they're getting other vaccines. If you're under 5, you're going in for other vaccines anyway. Just get the COVID vaccine as well. All right, mental health. I don't have much on this. I'm just working my way to common sense so we can truly rant this away and then get a little positivity from entertainment news as much as we possibly can. The feeling of anger and sadness at recent events. Now, obviously, I'm talking about the Supreme Court. You know, it's one of those things, and I'm probably going to say it 3-4 times throughout this episode. You think it can't get any worse, and then it just gets worse. And we've known this was coming since May. I posted a video talking about the Supreme Court from an episode back on May 15th, and that one's up there on the Facebook page as well as on the YouTube channel. So if you haven't seen that one yet, and it was from an episode, so you've probably heard it, but to give you a little reinforcement on that. Here's the thing. There's a balance. There's absolutely a balance, especially when it comes to a mental health standpoint. Have passion, but don't let it overtake you, especially all day. You need to have passion. You need to be angry. You need to have that rage, but you don't want it 24/7. So it's finding ways to decompress from that anger. And one of those, which I always say, is the doom scrolling. Put down the phone. Put down the phone. And it's finding your way to decompress from that. But I will give you a little bit of insight into to my way to decompress. And it's usually in the evenings. And I have obsessive compulsive disorder. My head is swimming all day. Horrible thoughts, compulsive behaviors, you know, nothing dangerous, silly things. And that becomes worse when we're just dealing with the atmosphere that we're dealing with in the U.S. and around the world right now. But what I do is I envision shutting drawers. And maybe this won't help you, but maybe if it doesn't help you specifically, this one, maybe it'll help you kind of realize what's a way for you to decompress. And I envision myself sitting there, and as these thoughts come in, shut the drawers or a door, you know. I've talked to people who they envision it like shutting, closing out browser windows on your computer. You know, it's coming in, you think about it, shut it down. And it's not that you're just ignoring it. It's to the benefit of your mental health and your mental illness so that you can do things like sleep, take care of your kids, whatever it might be. So focus on yourself in those moments. Recharge. Get your rest. And once you've recharged, let that anger fly again. Let that rage fly again. Hit the streets. Don't be violent, but hit the streets and protest and make your voice heard. That's what you absolutely have to do. And I will tell every listener out there right now, I'm not a doctor. I am not fit to give medical advice. You know, I give some mental illness, mental health advice based on my own experiences, but it's not medical advice. But I will say, I live in Southern California. Thank God for California. We're going to talk more about that later in the episode. But I happen to be in Southern California. And if any listener out there finds themselves in a situation where you are in a state and you are in need of assistance, feel free to message me. I will do everything I can to put you in touch with the right people to help you navigate this crazy country that we now live in. Do not hesitate to reach out to me. You can do that through the website. You can do that through the Facebook page. I think you can send messages on YouTube even. Do it through Instagram. Send me a message. Like I said, I'm not a doctor, but I am here. Without question. And now my phone's making noise as I'm talking about mental health. I swear I turned this thing off. One moment here, wall fans. No, I didn't. Okay, that was ridiculous. Let's put that bad boy over there right now. But do not hesitate to reach out. I will do everything I can to put you in touch with the right people. I am not, there's nothing, I am not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. I am not a legal expert even. But I will do everything I can to help out anyone who's in need. And I know I have many friends that are also in that same position and will do everything they can to help anybody, any woman that is in need of help when it comes to your own health rights. All right, let's talk about some positive news. This one is awesome, hilarious, and uplifting all at the same time. I actually just found this one today, and I was like, good God. And let me say this, mothers, women in general, we like to act like men are superior. Good God, shut up, dude. Like, these guys driving around in trucks with Confederate flags and their gut hanging over their belt and everything else and almost zero intelligence. And you're, oh, there's a superior race. Get the fuck out of here with that. Every woman I know in my life is much, much stronger than I could ever think to be. And every woman, let alone mothers, who have birthed a human life after 9 months when it's actually a human life. Well, there is a mother in British Columbia. Her name's Kate Oakley. Good on you, Kate Oakley. She has a four-month-old. She was breastfeeding her four-month-old in her house. Heard a bit of a ruckus outside. Now, apparently has a pet goose. Because people that live in rural areas have pet geese. Although, here in Los Angeles, people got chickens and stuff. So I wouldn't put it past somebody in my neighborhood having a pet goose. So she looks out the window and sees that there's a bald eagle circling her pet goose. And then comes down to attack the pet goose. She runs outside, has no shirt on, continues breastfeeding her four-month-old, fights off the bald eagle, saves the goose, all while breastfeeding her four-month-old. I don't know a single man on earth that could handle that situation and come out on the positive side of it. So good on you, Kate Oakley. Shout out to your passion for your pet goose And also, apparently, your balancing act with keeping a child breastfeeding, and let's be honest, this is pretty it's funny in a positive way. And if you're in British Columbia, keep an eye on your geese, because bald eagles apparently like to hang out in British Columbia and stalk your pet geese. Man, I'll tell you, it's been like triple digits here in Southern Cal. I've been dying all week. In fact, last Monday, I was swimming with my 5-year-old, and we have one of those little pools, like the, you fill it, it's got the inflatable top to it and whatever, it's perfect for a 5-year-old. She loves it. But once, I'll get in it with her now and then. About a year ago, when I was on that Florida road trip, I picked up one of those floats that you sit in and it has the cup holders. Oh, I took advantage of that bad boy on Monday because it was like 90-some degrees. I'm out there sweating. I said, I'm getting in the pool. Had myself a nice little drink, and it was perfect. I might be doing that today, too, because it's like 90-something degrees outside. And I got a grill, so that's the thing. It's good to keep the heat out of the house and grill, but when you're standing over it and it's 90-some degrees, it is hot. Oh, man. All right, let's talk some parenting. Speaking of hot, dealing with the madness of summer right now, and I know many of you parents out there are doing the same. You're trying to keep you, and I've mentioned this a couple times over the past few episodes, trying to keep your kids entertained. It's a challenge. I mean, the pool, thank God for the pool, and we got a trampoline. You got to constantly entertain a 5-year-old, 4-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old. And then this is it. This, for me personally, this is the first time she's so used to going to school. And I am thankful for Los Angeles Unified School District. Shout out to LAUSD. They actually have a free summer camp literally at her school. So she goes there. She doesn't go as early as she did for school, but she can go there. She hangs out with some of her friends, her good friends from school, doing the same thing. They had a field trip to the LA Zoo. So they're really keeping me from having to do too much like during the week. Now, of course, there's still plenty of other stuff that I've got to do to keep her busy, but thank God for that. And find those camps. You got to get the kids in the camps, man, at a certain age. And I, it's funny, I thought back to last summer, I was like, how did I keep her so entertained last summer? Well, we did a 3.5-week road trip, so that kept her pretty entertained for most of the summer, like half of the summer there. And then, of course, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day out there to all the fathers who listen. I wanted to spend the day with my wife and kid, so that's why we did not record last Sunday. And the Sunday before, we did not record because I was at a drowned show. We're going to recap those drowned shows when we get to entertainment news. But the Father's Day craziness. So my kid has taken this the sports camp class every Sunday. First one happens to fall on Father's Day. So I get up early in the morning. We go out to this park. And she's loving it. She's having fun kicking a soccer ball around. And highly recommend camps like this, if depending on the age of your kid. Because what they're doing is they spend like 2 weeks. And it's once a week. 2 weeks doing soccer. 2 weeks doing basketball. 2 weeks doing baseball. 2 weeks doing track and field. It's a great way to see kind of what your kid is into. I highly encourage, even if you're not into sports, I highly, highly encourage getting your kids into some kind of youth sport. If nothing else, it helps get the energy out, for the love of God. If you don't have young kids, you don't know, but those of you that have young kids, you just, sometimes I just want to tell her, just go do a couple laps around the house. Like, give me 3 laps, and hopefully that calms them down, She doesn't actually do it, but that's what you do. That's why you gotta have trampolines and pools and stuff. They gotta wear themselves out. So we had that nonstop all day on Father's Day. Had that, hit up a little brunch. It was quite tasty. And then I found myself at one of my daughter's classmates' flag football championship game at a big park out here. 5-year-olds. It was like 5 to 6-year-olds, I believe, in this game. Let me tell you, sports parents, they be getting wild. I'm sitting there quietly clapping, and like, oh boy, especially on the other side. The team that our friends were playing, they were getting a little nasty, a little bit of taunting going on there. And I know this is such a stereotypical thing that you hear about in parents and youth sports and everything. And to an extent, like maybe high school, college, it's like, all right, you want to get a little bit fine. 5-year-olds, they don't even know what they're doing. They're just being told like, run the ball here. It's flag football. Yelling, screaming, going crazy. Absolutely wild. Now, cheering, yes, do the cheering. Good Lord. There is a good chance your 5-year-old is not going to play professional football. Maybe, but let's calm it down. And then, of course, I ended out my Father's Day with one of my favorite places to eat, and that would be Max City Barbecue. Shout out to Max City Barbecue here in Eagle Rock. I think it's Eagle Rock. It's right at the edge of Highland Park. It all blends together. But shout out to Max City and their incredible smoked pulled pork. I ate almost a pound of pulled pork, had the meat sweats. It was fantastic. All in all, fantastic Father's Day. So again, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Belated Father's Day to all the dads out there, especially many of our patrons, Tom, Kevin, Seth, and our very own on-air producer, Chris, and all of the other listeners out there that have kids. So happy Father's Day, and thank you for listening to me ranting for the past almost 6 years. Good Lord, 6 years of this junk. Been doing this forever. Now I got the dog barking outside. That dog, man, I'll tell you. Speaking of parenting, constant. He was doing it right. I'm trying to go in the studio and he's barking. And I come out and I'm like, what is he barking at? I don't know. Just barking. Then I get up this morning. I had my wife take my kid to the sports camp just by herself today instead, because I was like, I got stuff to do. I'm getting some prep work done. Haven't recorded in 2 weeks. So I get up and my dog has taken to. There's like a difference in his growls. He has a growl when like somebody's walking by. But then there's a slightly different like rumble growl that he does when he wants attention. He spent about an hour this morning growling at me. And as soon as I stopped petting him, like, okay, dude, I got stuff to do too. I got one of the neediest dogs on the face of the earth, and then he's out there barking at nothing right now. But that's what dogs do. He's a good dog. I can't complain. It's just funny, and you're going to get barking on the podcast, which I'm not going to feel bad. Here's the thing. I used to feel bad about helicopters because I live in Highland Park, and then I listen to Mark Maron, and Mark Maron, he's got helicopters flying overhead and points it out. And, you know, we haven't had a dog for that long, you know, during the podcast. Beginning of the podcast, we did have a dog, and I'd worry about the dog barking, and now I do the same thing. But then I listen to Kevin Smith, and he's yelling at dogs barking. Like, so if two of the better podcasters on the face of the earth can do it, I can deal with a little dog barking going on here. All right, one more thing on the parenting docket here would be 2 weeks ago, I did the ultimate punk rock dad, girl dad parenting thing. Not necessarily girl dad, just I happen to have a girl. And so what I did was, she had her last day of school, so we had a end-of-year picnic at one of the local parks here. So I head out there, come home, and my kids got Daisy Scouts that night. Well, I was actually going to see the Drowns in Long Beach. So I went from kids' picnic, end-of-year picnic, straight into the Drowns show down there in Long Beach. And then, of course, because you got to balance these things, then Sunday, my kid had a dance recital. And let me tell you, that's why I say get kids into activities. The smile on my kid's face when she was tap dancing up there on stage was just one of the greatest things that I've ever seen in my life. But then, of course, finish that up, run home, have a little something to eat, bam, out there to First Street Billiards in downtown L.A. for another Drowned show. So you got to balance those things, and it's always possible to do it. Always possible to do it. All right, Wall fans, gird your loins. Let's get into some common fucking sense. The Supreme Court. Let's talk about a little bit about the Supreme Court. They had not one, but two different things this week, and what they did was, look at it this way. This is fucking objective. The way we look at this. Just look at it and the hypocrisy. One day, the Supreme Court says gun rights cannot be left up to the states in this country. We need to have a federal mandate for open carry. Carrying fucking guns around wherever the fuck you want. That can't be left up to the states. That's up to the federal government, so we need to mandate that. Which is ridiculous in and of itself. The next goddamn day, they come out and say, well, you know what? Women's rights, that should be left up to the states, so we're going to repeal Roe versus Wade. Do you even understand what you fucking did? That in itself, let's not even talk about the fact that they're taking away women's rights at the federal level. That in itself should show you that they are absolute bullshit. You can't have one and not the other. We live in a country where guns are more protected at the federal level than women's health. That is the country we live in. Supreme Court in this country cannot be trusted. We need to end this sham of a conservative religious Supreme Court with an agenda based on those things. not on equal rights. Here's the thing. As of now, my daughter is going to have less rights to her own body than my wife did, or even my mother. That's what we have done in this country. And everybody back in 2000, oh, don't overreact and all. Look. Look what you have done to this fucking country. It's utterly pathetic. And in fact, we know for a fact, Supreme Court nominees lied under oath. The last two nominees that, I'm sorry, not the last, the last two that Trump appointed lied under oath. Both of them sat in front of Congress and said Roe versus Wade is law. It is law, and they had no intention to change it. And here they are, sitting on the Supreme Court, voting to repeal Roe versus Wade. Let me tell you something, Wall fans. I am old enough to remember a president being impeached for lying under oath. He lied about getting a blowjob, and he was impeached. And in fact, on top of that, I'll even go the other way with Trump. He should have been impeached. But that was much less than what's happening here. These justices lied under oath in order to be appointed to a lifetime position, the highest court in this country. There's no question they should be impeached. If we're impeaching for blowjobs and other bullshit, they lied under oath. It's on record. And now they have gone against what they said on record under oath. This is so much worse than a blowjob, Wall fans. We need to see some fucking action from the fucking politicians in this godforsaken fucking country. When's it going to stop? What's next? And that's the thing. I'm saying, oh, well, it's just left up to the states and blah. No. You know what they're coming after next? LGBTQ rights. Birth control. Those are next on the docket, and you fucking know it. Radical religious agenda coming out of the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And let me point out some things. The Supreme Court is at the top of that list. They're doing the ridiculous, every, you know, and we all know the Orange Menace was really a menace to society. Apologies for quoting a movie. Tight movie title. But they're all complicit in this. Here's a reminder. We need to stop worshiping politicians. Everybody loved to worship Obama. Oh, Obama. Oh, yeah. And it's great. You know, respect. That's fine. He was the first African-American president, first president of color of the United States of America. That in itself is an accomplishment. But you still need to hold him accountable. And one thing we didn't hold him accountable on, Obama campaigned and promised to codify Roe versus Wade, making it official law. Not the subjective thing that everybody apparently on the Supreme Court thinks it is. Then when he was elected president, decided it wasn't important to codify Roe versus Wade. Said, no, it's not important. Well, tell me that now, Obama. What do you think now, Barack? Wasn't important, huh? And look where we are. So don't get it twisted. They are all fucking complicit. And in fact, the day that Roe versus Wade was repealed by the Supreme Court, Nancy Pelosi started sending out fundraising stuff based on them repealing Roe versus Wade. And they all sit there and they say, vote. The only way to end this is to vote in November. You know what? We've all been fucking voting for our entire lives. What have you done? Do your fucking jobs. You're all complicit in this, letting this happen. And you just want more. Because here's the thing, Wall fans. They don't give a shit. Pelosi doesn't give a shit. Obama didn't give a shit. Biden doesn't give a shit. All he cares about is that they can keep fighting there in Washington. And he can keep bilking people for money, campaign donations, and telling people to vote. Well, Joe, I'm fucking sick of voting for your side. And I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. Obviously, because I'm a very progressive person politically, I do tend to vote Democrat. There's no other choice. But that's enough of that bullshit. Do it. Don't promise it. Do it. And on top of that, don't be fooled by celebrities. Kim Kardashian. I hate that I'm fucking talking about Kardashians again. Well, I talked about a guy named Rick Caruso, who's running for mayor of Los Angeles. He's in the final two, and they're up for election in November. Rick Caruso. He was endorsed by Kim Kardashian, who has millions of followers on all her platforms. I don't know why the fuck she has that. If you want to see somebody's ass, just go on Google. Talentless hack, and she millions of followers, and she comes out and says, vote for Rick Caruso. Rick Caruso has donated tons and tons of money to anti-abortion organizations. Again, fact check. It's public record. You can see this. So stop glorifying politicians, stop glorifying celebrities, and look at the fucking facts. That's enough. We're all done with this. You should be done with it. I'm done with it. Everybody I know is done with the bullshit. And here's the other thing. You know, rich white people, they're still going to have access to abortions. You think all those white politicians and their mistresses, you think their mistresses aren't going to be able to get abortions? Of course they are. This is affecting poor women in this country who will not be able to have access to women's health care. That's what this is. It's a war on poor women in this country. Women in general, but poor women as well. Taking away women's rights. Don't get it twisted. I'm so sick of this. Oh, you're killing babies. Get the fuck out of here. It doesn't affect you. Women are going to die because of this. Women are going to have to carry babies that were impregnated because of rape due to this. Look it up. And then all the next steps that are going to come. And hold those around you accountable. Here's the thing. I grew up Catholic. This has been on the Catholic agenda before I was even alive, I'm sure. And you hear all about it. And it's brainwashing. They make it think that your children are being killed and all this other stuff. They never teach you about how women end up losing their lives because of pregnancy. No, it's all about a clump of cells. So hold them accountable. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this podcast and you were happy about that decision just a few days ago, stop listening to my fucking podcast. I don't care if you're a patron. I don't care if you donate money to me. I don't care what it is. This podcast is not for you. And tangent a little bit, shout out to Catbite playing a show last night and literally said, anybody who's celebrating the repeal of Roe versus Wade, leave. I'm done. I don't need the numbers. I don't need your patron money. Fuck off. Yeah, that's the other thing I always get in trouble for, too. You know, and it's coming up again because I'm talking about the NRA and everything else. Military. We always hear this stuff from military people. And respect to the military. It's not something I could do. But everyone conflates that when kneeling for the flag. You hate the military. NRA is a terrorist organization. You hate the military. And what comes from that side every time? Well, we're protecting your freedoms. We're protecting your freedoms overseas by fighting people in the Middle East. My freedoms, huh? How about freedoms here in the country? How about fighting for women's freedoms right now? Everyone claims that freedom is being fought for in other countries. We're losing the freedoms here. Look at this. We're losing the ability to regulate open carry on guns. Women across this entire country have lost the right to their own fucking body. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm done with this. Freedom is being taken away right here. And I will say, here's one funny thing. And we should, none of this is funny. We shouldn't be laughing. But I will tell you one thing. I do find it hilarious that we're probably looking at a new pickup line, at least for a little while here. In fact, I saw a couple women, friends of mine on social platforms, that were like, well, if you want to go out on a date with me, you better get a vasectomy. So I could see that being a new pickup line at the club. You know, the creepy dude in the club with the button-down shirt and everything. And he's like, hey, baby, I just got a vasectomy a week ago. I could see that being a new pickup line. And honestly, if I was a woman, that's the way I'd be leaning. Totally understand it. I got my kid yelling in the background, right in the middle of common sense. And I will say, thank God for California. As I said, in mental health there, we are in a sanctuary state where women's rights are still existing, and they are working, legislators in this state are working to make sure that those rights cannot be taken away at the state level. So I will never be leaving California. This is my home. It's not perfect, but it is my home. And I am proud of California. And that's why I hang a California state flag outside of my house as opposed to an American flag. There won't be an American flag out there around 4th of July. I don't even own one. I did debate buying one a couple days ago so I could hang it upside down outside of my house. Don't come at me with the disrespect shit. It's part of the flag code. We are in crisis. Everyone's fucking American flag should be upside down right now if you're flying one. All right, let's get into some entertainment news now that I've ranted through that sufficiently. All right, the Drowns. I had the pleasure 2 weeks ago catching the Drowns twice in one weekend. Fantastic. I'm actually wearing one of my Drowns shirts, Feminist Flamethrower shirt, appropriately. It's actually been on an episode before, but this one's topical, so I'm wearing it today. Picked up a couple new Drowns shirts, actually. They got some good stuff there. Two shows in 3 days. Had the pleasure of seeing them down in Alex's in Long Beach. God, I love Alex's. It's such a great venue. And the Drowns are such nice guys to hang out with. And they were running around. I was running around and was there with a few extra people. So got to see them real briefly. Talk to them for a few minutes. They killed it. Absolutely killed it. I did forget my earplugs at Alex's, which if you go to Alex's and you're going to be by the stage, make sure you got your earplugs because it gets loud by the stage. So they killed it as always. Had a blast. And then Sunday came around and it's like, well, how are you going to top Friday at Alex's? And they topped it. Absolutely shredded the stage. It was fantastic to hear the new songs. Finally, hearing some of the new songs and some of the classics, of course. I mean, they come out with Black Lung and you're like, oh God, and you know it's on. True rock stars, all four of them. And I got to talk to him a lot more at First Street Billiards down there in Los Angeles. My first time at that venue. It's a very small venue, but it's a cool venue. I liked it. And the show, it was a Sunday show. And it actually ended. I was home by like 11. I was like, this is great. I'm home at 11. Holy shit. Can we do this for every show? And they're the nicest guys in the band. All the nicest guys. Got pictures with all of them. It was a great time. Had a blast. If you're not listening to the Drowns, you're missing out. Unfortunately, they had to cancel their last three shows. This is what's been happening with many bands that are touring across the country and around the world. Someone in the touring party caught COVID. So they had a positive COVID test. So to keep everyone else safe, they did unfortunately cancel their last three shows. But if you're up in the Seattle area, there's probably a good chance you'll be able to catch them soon because that is where they are based and easier. It's always easier to catch a band in their hometown. That's why I can catch a Half Past 2 like crazy because it's like just in Orange County, you know, a lot of Bad Cop and Bomb Pops and stuff. So make sure you're not missing out on the Drowns. More music news. Punk in the Park full lineup was announced officially on Wednesday. Two packed days. Fantastic music going on down there at Oak Canyon Park. I believe it's November 5th and 6th, whatever that weekend is. I think I'm going to turn it into an extended birthday party because it's less than 2 weeks before my actual birthday. But if you haven't gotten tickets yet, single day tickets are now available. I've got weekend tickets, of course. And some interesting news that we got about Punk in the Park is Dropkick Murphys is headlining Sunday night, I think. They actually put out a statement because they have a tour coming up that's going nationwide tour. That's an acoustic tour, but if you're in Southern California and you're interested in seeing an electric set from Dropkick Murphys, the only one during that tour that's going to be electric is their stop at Punk in the Park, which makes sense because it's a huge crowd. It's outside. Would be tough to do an acoustic set with a crowd that size, but that's where you're going to catch it if you don't want to see the acoustic set and you want to see the electric, or catch both. I don't know, but that was an interesting little tidbit that came out for those of you that are Dropkick fans and were not aware. I'm looking forward to that set. It's going to be fantastic. Really, it's a lot of great music over 2 days. Beer tasting and going to be doing some eating out there. And, of course, Punk Rock Saves Lives, all those good organizations will be out there as well. All right. Less Than Jake Fan Club. Wall fans, common censors, I have a confession. I have spoken passionately. Not passionately. spoken out against a certain thing called NFTs. I think they're bullshit. But here's my confession, Wall fans. I officially own an NFT. Now, I'm going to defend myself a little here. And I had to navigate getting a whatever the hell an NFT wallet is. And like, what is all this junk? Well, the Less Than Jake fan club, what they did was to join the fan club, you have to buy an NFT. And that essentially works as your membership card to the fan club. Well worth it, because this wasn't one of those like $9,000 NFTs. It was a $40 NFT. And it's a cool design with the Evo kit. If you're interested, look into it. You can get one and become part of the fan club. I didn't really want the NFT itself, but I wanted to be in the fan club to get a bunch of the exclusives and stuff. And in fact, they're touring right now. And for those fans that are in the fan club, if you go to the merch table, they're going to have some free swag for you. And I've seen some pictures of the swag, so well worth it. You know, I'm going to two shows in September. Give me two shows worth of swag here, listen, Jake. So, as much as I hate to say that I own an NFT, it was well worth it simply for the benefits. If you're interested, check it out. The way I looked at it was I paid $40 to join the fan club of one of my absolute favorite bands of all time. And it's going to pay for itself with, even if they just send me a bunch of stickers and stuff, and like, or discounted merch, well worth it. So, give me the NFT hate, I'll take it. And I've told friends, like, as a confession, like, I got an NFT. And they're like, what? And I'm like, well, this is why. And they're like, oh, okay, I don't want the art. I want the benefits, you know? All right, we got a cool live stream happening tonight at 7 p.m. Unwritten Law is going to be doing a live stream from Soma. Going to feature some new songs off the new album. We know the title of the new album now. It's called The Hum. For those of you that know me, you know I am a very big Unwritten Law fan, being from Poway, literally being a CPK myself. So I'm looking forward to this one. And it's free. It's on No Cap Shows. Look up either No Cap or just go to the Unwritten Law Facebook page, Instagram, any one of those. It's free. You have to log in. But most of you that listen to music regularly or even go to shows probably were already on No Cap, because that's where they do a lot of the stream shows. Some of them are paid and some of them are free. This one's going to be free. Highly recommend checking that out. And again, they're going live from Soma, which is also pretty cool. I haven't been down to this Soma location ever. So maybe one day I'll get my ass down there. It's just, I'm always like, I go to San Diego for a show. They're playing down the street here in Los Angeles. I just go to that one. All right. We got some shows coming up next weekend. That's right. There's most likely not going to be an episode next Sunday. It's 4th of July weekend. I'm spending time with my wife and kid and some friends, and these are things we do. We're definitely not celebrating America, but, you know, I'm going to take some time. My wife has an extra day off, that, you know, stuff like that. Then there's no sports camp next weekend. But I will also be hitting a couple of shows. Oh, and I just remembered one that didn't have written down here, but there's a lot of shows going on next weekend. Friday, which I just found out about yesterday, and I think I'm going to go because it's real close by where I live. It's like 10 minutes away. Some venue I've never been to, but Pansy Division is playing. For those of you not familiar with Pansy Division, they are a punk band that's been around since the 80s. I was never a huge, huge fan of theirs, but I have a personal connection because Chris Freeman is a fellow alumni of Columbia College Hollywood. So if you're into Pansy Division, check them out. I will likely be out there in Los Angeles on Friday. That one's not definite. Definite ones, though, are I will be out at the Roxy on Saturday for Chaser, Sidekick, Guttermouth, bunch of other bands. But, of course, you know me. I'm there mainly for the Chaser action. That's going to be happening at the Roxy. Looking forward to seeing Mike and the boys, because they were doing the Europe thing. I haven't seen them in a while, so it's going to be good to get back in the pit for a nice little Chaser set there at the Roxy. So if you're going to be at that show, hit me up. I still got those new stickers, too. These are making their way out into the world. The new logo and the new Go Tell to the Wall stickers. So you know, if you're going to be out at that show, hit me up. Give you a little fist bump. Maybe not hugs, depending on the COVID climate here. And I'll throw one of those stickers in your hand, along with the regular ones, too. Lots of stickers flying around. You know, got lots of them. And then, of course, on Sunday, July 3rd, I'm going to be out there at Fight Betty Fight at the Paramount. I think it's near downtown. It's been a long time since I've been to the Paramount. This one I mentioned before. This is Fight Betty Fight. It is a concert Go Betty Go is going to play. The Dolly Rots are coming into town to play. Johnny Madcap and the Distractions are playing. Since the last time I mentioned it, we found out we are also going to get an acoustic set from Lynn Lee and Jenny of Bad Cop, Bad Cop. Which it's always nice to me when, like this happened with the Omnigon, which got pushed back. But the Omnigon show, I had tickets for Bucko 9 and Omnigon, and then Tara's like, hey, we're getting added to that. Hasn't been announced yet. I was like, I love when I already have a ticket and a band I love is added. And a big Bad Cop fan, already had tickets. Going to get a little acoustic set from them. And for for those of you not familiar, Betty from Go Betty Go is currently fighting breast cancer. I believe she is finishing her third round of chemo. Don't quote me on that. I see the updates coming across on social media. So all of the proceeds from this concert, Fight Betty Fight, are going to Betty and her fight against breast cancer. This is a very important thing in my family, cancer awareness, and finding hopefully a cure and helping those out there, whether it's breast cancer, any kind of cancer, but especially breast cancer with it being so common, is very important to us. So I'm going out there with my wife and kid, got three tickets. It's a $20 ticket with like a dollar in fees. You're going to get great music. There's going to be food and vendors and stuff, I believe, and you're going to help a great cause because we all want to see Betty pull through this. And get back to doing what she's great at, and that is playing guitar with Go Betty Go. So we got your back, Betty. Let's fight this, and you know you got an entire community here, not just in Southern California, but around the world that want to see you come out on the other side of this, having beat the shit out of cancer. All right, and the last thing I'll leave you with. You got a few more days. You got a few more days. Today is June 26th, so you got until the end of June. To pick up the June Bassists Against Racist shirt. Again, I talked about it recently, but again, it's featuring Adam Devonshire of the Idols. That would be the June Bassists Against Racist shirt. We'll get a new design on July 1st or 2nd, I'm sure. But you got a few days left to pick that one up if you are an Idols fan or a Bassists Against Racist fan, which you should be. Get your Bassists Against Racist shirts. And again, a reminder for everybody, if you're in the U.S., you're going to pick that up through Chaos Merch. It's a pre-order. So it'll be shipped in July. And if you're in Europe, you're going to pick that up through T-Mom merch. Again, pre-order gets shipped in July. I'm not sure. I'm in the U.S., so I'm not sure how quick T-Mom is with their shipping, but I'm sure it comes not long after they end the pre-orders on that. And that is, of course, the brainchild of Lynn Lee with designs from the uber-talented Paul Smith of Zombie Teeth Clothing. So make sure you're picking that up. And make sure you're following Chaos Merch, T-Mom Merch, Bassists Against Racists, and Zombie Teeth Clothing. Make sure you're following all of those on Instagram. If you have trouble finding them, go to my Instagram. You can find them in my Instagram list right there. But yeah, a few days left. Pick up that shirt. I got to order mine still. I'll probably do that tonight. I just keep forgetting. I've been so slammed with youth football games and concerts and kids stuff and recitals and all kinds of, it's just madness. And of course, melting to death in 100 degree heat. All right. That is going to do it. Again, apologies for all of the F-bombs. I tried to end it on a less ranty note, but can only do so much. And I weep for the state of this country, but at this point, all we can do is everything we can to help those that are having their rights taken away and fight like hell. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about making your voices heard. I'm not endorsing any kind of violence unless violence comes on you first. But we can make our voices heard, and we can take to the streets, and we can protest, and we can start holding our politicians accountable, because that's something we have not been doing. Stop the politician worship. Make them do their goddamn fucking jobs. This is not the country that we want to live in. We have Supreme Court justices who were appointed by a president who tried to overthrow democracy in this country, who are now controlling the will of the people, and the majority of whom do not agree with their conservative Christian agenda. It's got to stop. And we're going to fight until it stops. And I'm going to sit here and rant at a wall and make sure everybody has every possible resource, knows what needs to be fact-checked, knows the actual facts, and knows what their politicians are actually doing. And that's what I'm going to continue to do, fighting here, yelling at a wall, and using common sense to hopefully invoke the change that should be happening in this country. Because we have a long, long way to go. And it's going to be a fight probably for our kids too. But let's set them up to be able to build the country that they should have. All right, on that note, like I said, there might be a show next weekend. Maybe I'll get crazy and do a Star Spangled episode on July 4th. We're not going to call it that because fuck America right now. But most likely no episode, lots of shows going on. But you can catch me around town at the Roxy and at the Paramount there for Fight Betty Fight. So we will be back. If we're not back next weekend, we'll be back the weekend after. Should be. We're getting kind of back on schedule here. It's just been craziness the past few weeks. So look forward to that. In the meantime, make sure you're checking out those new clips that got posted. New photos are getting posted as well. So check those out. Share it. Make sure you're subscribed on whatever podcast platform you use. Tell your friends, for the love of God. Just tell you, hey, check out this podcast. It's, I don't know why I had an Italian accent all of a sudden. It's because, hey, or like a Jersey accent, hey. But tell your friends, hey, this is a good podcast. Check it out. And in the meantime, even when we're not in the studio, you can keep up with us on the social platforms, facebook.com/gotellittothewall. Again, facebook.com/gotellittothewall. YouTube, if you need your common sense fix, there's tons of videos up there. youtube.com/gotellittothewall. And of course, lots of picture content on my own personal Instagram account, which is at SoCalSean. And make sure you have Sean O'Rourke Live bookmarked. Check back there often for exclusive content and lots of updates. And if you have the means to do so, please support us either through Patreon, become a patron, or pick up some merch through our Common Sense merch website linked directly from SeanO'RourkeLive.com. All right. Wall fans, Common Sensers, this has been episode 81 of Common Sense Sundays with Go Tell It to the Wall, hosted by me, your absolute favorite podcast host, the one and only Sean O'Rourke. And remember, until next time, no matter what you do, if you're hitting those streets especially, no matter where you are, no matter why, I just screwed that up. Remember, Wall fans, no matter what you do, no matter who you're with, no matter where you go, and no matter why you are doing it, hopefully fighting against this shittiness happening in this country, always, always use common sense. And fuck the Supreme Court.